And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hectolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulie Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Rats, Rats, Rats. No! You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rats, Rats, Rats. They are a Gosport, Gosport punk duo. You don't want to go to Gosport, mate. It's right by Portsmouth, full of pigs. Gosport punk duo. And I'm very, very pleased to receive that brilliant song to start the show, which is kind of, it's a bit of a jokey number, really, in that all of the lines in it are lines, well, no lines from films, but nevertheless, absolutely brilliant. And I thought a great way to start the show. You can find out more about Rats, Rats, Rats by going to, I can't stop shouting it. They write it like that. I'm going to shout it like that. By going to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/ratsratsrats.
No, facebook.com/p/rats-rats-rats-100-8528-74811-87. Why is that, Tony?
URL.
But anyway, I know the internet sometimes struggles to get to Gosport.
Right.
So maybe that's why. Well done anyway, Rats, Rats, Rats. What a great song. Find out a lot more about them. They got a lot more stuff going on. And I think we might have played them before.
Oh.
I can't remember when. And I'm not about to do research. That involves work. So fuck that. I do, however, have a joke for you.
Excellent.
If you have a joke or poem for me, please do interview. It's probably be the step one, Tony Neil, by the way, I should say. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. In recent weeks, we've made efforts to expand our joke universe. So much so, we even got emails from people who are traditionally in other sections of the show.
True.
And this week, back to normal. Absolutely fuck all except Jeff. Thank the Lord for Jeff. Let's hear his thing. Extremely proud of that.
Excellent.
It might not be my finest work, but it's up there.
It's one of the best.
It is, yeah. Jeff says, when I was performing last weekend, we had a Polish sound man and a Czech one too. Jeff, P.S. My girlfriend calls me Love Machine, but only because I'm bad at tennis. Jeff, you could have done a lot better with that joke.
Yeah.
You could have done extra things with it, but nevertheless, valid, but the check 1-2 wins it for this week. What do you reckon?
We like it.
You like that one, don't you? Because it's a band joke and you're a guy in bands.
I understand that reference.
You do understand that reference. And you said that with real excitement. I understand that reference. Anyway, let's hear his thing again. So proud of that.
Excellent.
I should really say there, so proud of that, damn it. Because the next two tracks are coming from Damn It Records. You know how it works, don't you? Can you just explain it now? We'll get this out of the way early.
You pay a subscription fee, which is either monthly or weekly. I think it's monthly, and you receive music every month.
It works out about 50p a song, doesn't it? There's 10 or 8 or something. And what is that? What's Damn It's thing?
It's dammitrecords.bandcamp.com.
And it's DAMIT.
It is.
I'll say all that now because we're playing two tracks in a row, stay tuned for the Mono Kids. But first, a band I don't believe I've ever heard of before, with one of the greatest band names I've seen recently. We've heard from Rats, Rats, Rats. Now it's time for Polar Bears in Purgatory. Absolutely brilliant. They are Scottish melodic punk. Of course they are, Tony.
Oh.
Come via, damn it. What is Polar Bears in Purgatory's Bandcamp page?
Polar Bears in Purgatory at bandcamp.com?
Rather boringly, yes. Polar Bears in Purgatory.bandcamp.com. Tony 1, Paul the Internet 1. Stay tuned for the Mono Kids. This is Burning Bridges. 1 million chances to be sad.
We'll be right back.
Smacktard.
Listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Mono Kids and a track called I Don't Care. They are two-headed garage punk from the Low Countries. I say they're not actually two-headed. They were two-piece, but I made myself laugh when I wrote it. They are two-piece, but I put two-headed garage punk band. That's what I want to see. I want to see more two-headed garage punks. Anyway. And I put from the Low Countries because I'm not entirely sure specifically which bit of Holland they're from, but it might get a little bit Belgian. Oh, I don't think so. I think they are Dutch, but I'm not absolutely sure. There's only two of them. Well, there's two-headed. No, we don't know, but they're from outer space, aren't they, really? What is the Mono Kids Bandcamp page?
The monokids.bandcamp.com.
It is THEMONOKIDS, the monokids.bandcamp.com. Making it Tony 2, probably the Internet 1. And that concludes our latest edition of Damn It Records podcast on our own. Well done, us. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
No.
Oh, well, that means it's not time for anything.
No.
So shall we just have a pregnant pause of reflection? That's a yes, isn't it?
That certainly is a yes.
I was expecting you to go for that. That was brilliant. I really enjoyed that.
I love a pregnant pause.
You really do, don't you? But as you found out when we were on Pansfield 10 o'clock, more than a second or two, and it becomes very uncomfortable.
It's when podcasting is better than live radio.
It is, yeah.
Get away with it.
It's so much better.
Oh, it is. But yeah, if you're on Facebook. Yeah,
as much as anything else, because you can edit out cunt.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Or you can try and do it live if Sting's singing, and I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we do that right? Who knows?
I did. I did nail that, in fact.
Yeah.
I did nail it, in fact. Yeah.
What was that? So you remember that song? I know it was early Police. What was it?
No, there's a very early one called Dead End Job, which is a real fast punk number. That he says that he drops the C-bomb in. But there's also Rehumanize Yourself on Ghost in the Machine, where he sings cunt a couple of times.
It must have been it was definitely the punky one then, wasn't it? I do remember it being really fast.
Yeah. I do also know that it was a bare knuckle.
It was close.
It was a bare knuckle local commercial radio ride. But we got away with it.
We did. But yeah, so Facebook, if you're on it, leave us a comment. Can't be bothered, but it's been coming for a while. We've been scraping through with the comments. So let us some. Or get in touch another way. Email us. Look, whatever you want. Just get in touch. Yeah.
I don't think it'll happen.
No, I don't.
I think most people listen to this when they're walking the dog, they're in transit, or they're not at liberty to send anything at all, and that's why they don't. I don't think many people sit at a laptop while they're listening, thinking, oh, I know what I'll do.
Just waiting for the next song.
I'll send them messages. it's not something you really think of doing, is it? And then afterwards it's gone, you're on to something else.
Some people could have long-term relationships on the basis of a Facebook message. It can happen. You know, you'd have thought, come on, send us a message.
Who are these people, Tony?
I don't know, the weirdos.
Well, you're not really encouraging them there, are you? Dear weirdos, Please get in touch with us with your weird spindly writing and your nonsense.
Yeah. Get that phone. Everyone's got a phone in the pocket. I wonder how many people listen to podcasts. He's got on their phone, surely. They walk the dog. They've got. Well.
It probably won't happen, but if it does, we're grateful.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. Most of the bands this week have got absolutely brilliant names, right? They've got fantastic names. Rats, 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 Polar Bears in Purgatory, The Mono Kids, and now Liz Borden. Although she was formerly known as Lizzie Borden and the Axes, she's now on her own, Liz Borden. And I've forgotten to put their way. Oh, I put down Coast to Coast Indie Rock because she started off in Boston, New York. I think her second ever gig. Every gig was at CBGB's with the band.
Yeah.
But then she settled on the West Coast. I think she's in LA now. What is Liz Borden's website?
LizBordenBand.com.
LizBorden.com. Oh. It's really, after everything else we've got this week, all the weird stuff, I think it's great. Easily findable, Tony.
Oh,
locatable.
Go.
Liz Borden, L-I-Z. And that's a Z. Even though I heard a kid at the football yesterday say Z. Oh, I nearly punched him. But his dad was massive, so I did it, but I was appalled. We'll maybe talk about that in a bit. Liz Borden, LizBorden.com. Tony, 3 point of the internet one. This is a shake. Listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Liz Borden and Shake, a new release out now. Check her out, LizBorden.com. Did you do anything last week?
As the usual work, nothing going on music wise, but on Friday I ventured to Lincolnshire, and it's further than I thought.
It's a big old place, Lincolnshire.
Really is.
It doesn't look like, and because it's flat and the roads are straight, You think you'll get anywhere quickly, but you just don't.
Really don't.
I don't really understand why not. You seem to disappear into fog and come out 15 minutes later, 200 yards down the road.
It's nuts. But yeah, so 2 houses, one in, I don't know, Lissington, Glentham. These places are real. They really exist.
Yeah.
It's mythical.
Yeah, but it's like the only people... It's like people exist there, people travel through, and it's normally not discussed. And there's that brilliant film, I say brilliant film, there's a film I've never seen that I have mentioned before, that was Patrick Stewart's first film after Star Trek, right? Mm-hmm. And it's about a Lincolnshire a farmer, and I think he's a sheep wrangler or something, and he does line dancing, and he's completely the opposite character, but I've never seen it. It's called Papa something or whatever, but okay. I've never seen it, and I'd really like to, but it's never been streamed or anything. It was just a small budget thing that he wanted to make after Star Trek.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't see many films about Lincolnshire.
It's
mythical.
It is mythical, and the way you say it just makes it's so evocative, Tony.
It gives that air of wonder, doesn't it?
It's that air of mystery.
People are coming from all around the world to visit they'll be thinking Lord of the Rings, the Shire, Lincolnshire.
I think you should say Lincolnshire with no music behind you at all, just so people can hear it exactly as it should be after 3, 1, 2, 3.
Lincolnshire.
Amazing. So that was Friday.
Weekend working. I've been clearing my back garden. Not a euphemism. I've been getting ready to.
Yes, it is, Tony.
It is, and it isn't. I can multitask. Doing the house up still. We're trying to get it done at the end of the week, but the garden's in a state. And so is my arsehole. So doing that is the usual story. It's the usual story of work, houses, garden, and mythical places around the UK, probably in the flat parts.
But that line is the only bit people are going to remember from this show, Tony. And so's my arsehole.
How was your week?
Well, I spent most of the week completing all the seasons of Chuck, right?
Right,
yeah. And I did, and then I thought, you know, I liked it. Well, except I watched it from season 3, because I'd watched the first 2 before. And then I thought, oh, you know what? I enjoyed it so much, I'll go back to the start. I started watching the first one. It's brilliant. I absolutely love it. And then on Saturday, I went to see Nottingham Forest v Wolves. And it was an all right match. It wasn't a great match. It was all right. It did finish 1-1. I had a good time there. But as discussed, there was a kid there who was sat near me. And I heard him. And I sit in, right, it's seat 58. In row ZE, and this kid and his dad came and stood right next to me, and the kid said, "It's this row." And his dad said, "No, it's not. It's the row behind us." And the kid said, "No, it's Z."
Oh.
Still, after the game, I hot-footed it to Bunkers Hill because I was going to Rock in the Boneyard 4. And I've been to 2 and 3. I didn't get the first one, but 2 and 3 that were at Rough Trade. Didn't really like it at Rough Trade. Good bands, but I don't really like Rough Trade. Anyway, it's moved to Bunkers Hill, and as you know, absolutely brilliant venue for a gig like that. The bands are upstairs, the bar's downstairs, there's seating out front. It isn't interfered by wankers walking past because of where it is or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I saw some bands. I saw the Gruffs, who I've seen before, who I really like, actually. I think they're really, really good. And the first band I saw when I got there were the Wyndham Earls. They haven't spelt Wyndham like in Twin Peaks. Wyndham Earl was one of the characters in Twin Peaks. But I think it should be spelt W-Y-N-D-H-A-M, but they spell it W-Y-N-D-O-M. Because a lot of bands spell things wrong, don't they, Tony and the Apocalypse Babies?
Well, not good at music, not as good at spelling.
Absolutely brilliant garage punk band, I've got to say. They were absolutely terrific. I also saw, who else did I see? I saw the Surfing Wombats, who were established in 1987 and have been on Bill Psychobilly stuff going back as far as the club foot. And I've managed over the last, 37 years to completely avoid them. It's just one of those things. They've never been on the bill when I was in the room, sort of thing. Saw them the first time. Absolutely great. Loved them. Right. And the last band were the Zipheads.
Cool.
And the Zipheads, as we know, are great. I apologise to Ray, the lead singer of the band, for giving me bad advice 10 years ago when I said, pick a genre, Ray, otherwise you'd be all over the place. He very sensibly didn't listen to me, and they gave us yet another tremendous gig. The highlight of the gig was not the music, though. After Rockin' the Boneyard finished, there was apparently some goth night on. I don't know when it was going to start, because I didn't leave till about midnight, and there weren't many goths there. But a couple of goths had ventured upstairs, including this goth lady, who had decided that the music was great and she'd have a dance. Only problem is, there's some old fuckers there wanting to have a wreck, right? So these old boys down there having a bit of a wreck down the front, and they accidentally barged into her. She was dancing to the band, Tony. She looked around at them and stared so completely brilliantly that they literally withered away. They just vanished. They just moved away, stopped dancing, moved to the back of the room, and she just carried on, keep on keeping on. And I thought, fair play to you, goth bird. Honestly, she looked round at them, so it was such a stare. I was standing nearer, so I saw the stare. It was amazing. It was really impressive. And these big old fellas just fucked off. It was incredible. Anyway, after that, I decided I'd walk to the bus. Got to the bus, missed the bus, waited for ages. There wasn't one coming. So I walked up Manchester Road, and then I walked along Forest Road West, which, as you know, is one of the prostitute roads in town. And I'm a single man, a bit drunk, walking along late at night. Only saw one Tom. But she was having a row with, I imagine, her pimp, right? So I didn't stop and ask them for directions or anything. I just kept walking. Got up to the tram stop just as the tram went by. Missed that. Walked down to Forest tram stop. Missed that tram. Ended up walking all the way home. Left the venue at about 12. It's about a 45-minute walk. Got in just before 2.
Wow.
What a night. And that was my last week. So now for something completely different. Okay. I've been threatening to play Zodiac Mindwalk and the Love Reactions High Priest of Love for quite some time. I believe we did play it once before a few years ago. There was a reason for me to play it again. I never got around to it. But then I couldn't find a decent version. I've only got it on record. I've only got it on vinyl. So there's no way to get it to you. So I eventually found the official video. I didn't even know there was an official video, but the official video is 5 minutes long. The song's not 5 minutes long. There's about a minute and a half chat on the start, but it's so good because it's Zodiac Mindwalk being a high priest of love, and it's fantastic. So we're going to play the whole lot, all right?
Okay.
As far as I know, Zodiac Mindwalk and the Love Reaction are not disbanded. They're just not gigging at the moment. Right, I've actually written something down about them that I found. Where's this here? I got to read it. Oh no, I've shut the thing.
Oh,
it's all right.
No.
It's all right. I'm going to gas about while I find the thing because I want to find the thing. All right, because this thing is worth finding. And the thing that I closed, I didn't need to close, and now I need to open it again. I know where it is. I'm getting there, and it should be here, and it is. So the lead singer Zodiac Mindwalk, his real name is Mark Manning, right? And there's this little line I found about him. It says, Mark Manning is the celebrated co-author of the Bad Wisdom trilogy with his friend Bill Drummond, and has had several other titles published, including the infamous novella Get Your Cock Out. Absolutely terrific. I love this band. I got this song originally. I got a demo version that was out on, I think, Melody Maker when they used to have EPs on the front. In about 80 something. Love the song. We're going to play it now. What is Zodiac Mind Warp and the Love Reaction? And I must say, I put and A and D when actually they use the whatever it's called.
Ampersand.
You love saying that, don't you?
Do.
The Zodiac Mind Warp, Ampersand, the Love Reaction. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Zodiac Mind Warp.
Facebook.com/ Zodiac Mind Warp official. Pull it in at 2, Tony 3, and this is Ha! Priest of Love!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Good evening, America! This is the Reverend Mind Warp from the Electric Temple of the Church of the Love Reaction. And I'm here with an important message for you all! I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the power of Jesus. Praise the Lord! I want to talk to you about sin. It is the power of Satan! He's out to tempt you with fornication, masturbation, drugs, and alcohol. And I can save you. I can save your soul for the amazing price of just $50 a week. Now, I wouldn't lie to you, and I know that some of you need proof because you doubt my word. Gimpo, come here, son. Now, this boy here, look at this boy. This is a healthy Christian boy. But he used to be, in his old bad days, when the demon that had hold of him, the demon sin, he was a compulsive onanist. Now, you know what that is? He would spill his seed everywhere. Spill it in his house, in his bathroom, in his mother's house, in your house. He would be jigging away. What would he be doing? He'd be jigging away. Every day and every night he'd be there bashing away and mauling and self-abusing himself. He'd give me the $50, and you know, he can't even get a heart on now. Thank you, Gimpo. Praise the Lord, my son. Go on, good Christian boy. The high priest of love will save you.
What happened? happens to someone when they fry in the electric chair, because that's what's going to happen to you, buddy-o. So come on, start singing. Sing like a birdie boy. Oh, goodbye, evil in the treetop. When the brow breaks, the cradle will. You broke my cradle, asshole. Now you're going to die. Come on, where the fuck is the planet girl?
You're listening to Gnarly Wave Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Zodiac Mind Warp and The Love Reaction and the classic High Priest of Love from their first album, which is a Motorhead-y sounding album, but their second album, which I also have, which I think is called Tattooed Beat Messiah, is much, much more American rock, is more polished, and is the one that Prime Movie came from. There you go. Also, my apologies for the previous 10-minute link. Let's see if we can do this one a bit quicker. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Lincolnshire.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, you can email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, does not have to be in the UK. You haven't done, so I have found an appropriate gig in the desired time.
I thought you said then, I found an inappropriate gig.
No.
I thought, terrific.
Maybe that's my one for the future.
Yeah.
So this Saturday, it is Saturday, isn't it? It is Saturday. It's the Brum Punks Picnic. In Birmingham, of course.
Oh, right. Which Luke's band, the Nerks, were involved in that, weren't they, one point?
Yeah, probably. I've definitely heard it. Yeah. That would make sense, though, wouldn't it? So there's the Castle and Falcon. It's £20, but it's got CJ Wildheart headlining, but you've got Spunk Volcano Eruptions, Liabilities, Sucker Punch, Headstone Horrors are playing. Looks to be at least 10 bands.
Brilliant.
So
that's one hell of a picnic.
It is. I don't know if you can bring your own like blanket. I don't know.
Safety pin sandwiches.
Yeah. Well, fuck it. Well, yeah. So yeah,
is it tartan flask with a couple of Bondi straps on it?
It's beautiful. So it's early as well. 2 p.m. start. Of course it is. It's a picnic. So yeah. If you are in Birmingham, it's on Saturday, 2 p.m. It's going to be an all day. I think it finishes about midnight. 10 bands, £20, £2 a band.
It's perfect. It's a great sandwiches. Thing. I like the Birmingham Punks picnic.
Yeah. Maybe next year. But that's the gig.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. It's not in Lincolnshire, but it should be.
Should be, isn't it? Yeah.
Right then. Well, how about some punk rock from Liège, Belgium?
Ooh.
Sound good to you?
Yeah.
Comes in the shape, I should say melodic punk really, but it comes in the shape of a band called Fervents, F-E-R-V-E-N-T-S. Anytime I hear the word Fervents, I think of Fovent, F-O-V-E-N-T. And a place in, I think, Wiltshire, where they have Fovent badges. But that's another story for another day. This is Fervents, Tony.
Mm.
What is Fervents' Bandcamp page?
Fervents.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. Fervents.bandcamp.com. Fervents.bandcamp.com. Tony, four pulling the internet to let go.
Rage in your eyes.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fervent's track called Let Go. Find out more, fervents.bandcamp.com. Are you doing anything this week?
It will be the same thing. It'll be house and work. Got to get this house done. Got to find somewhere to live. So that's that. And then weekend, nothing. No, there was going to be band practice, but that's been moved. So we haven't practiced in a while. So it's there's nothing going on. So it's which is probably good. So we can concentrate on getting the house polished. What are you up to?
I'm sorting out a tour. I'm doing some planning. And I'm undoing some of my own damage, which we will now cover in reverse order.
Okay.
It's quite smart. So when I got back from the gig in the early hours of this morning, I checked my messages and there was a text from NatWest Bank saying that I had had some unusual transactions.
Oh.
And there were two Facebook payments that had been declined that I didn't recognise, and a withdrawal of £100 cash. Fuck. Then I remembered I had earlier on in the day withdrawn £100 cash so I could cover that one.
Right? Yeah.
And they give you the option then. They send them through one text after the other and you put Y or N as to whether you actually did it or not, right? So I said Y, yes, to my £100 cash thing. And the two Facebook ones, I put N, no. And then about 20 minutes later, I thought, oh, fuck. That's the fee for the ad for my tour at the end of the month, and I'd completely forgotten about it because I paid for an ad. Completely forgot about it. They obviously tried to do it, didn't work. They tried it again, didn't work, and now I've declined it and made out that Facebook are trying to hack me.
Right.
So I'm going to spend the next few days. They said they stopped the card, even though they obviously didn't need to. So I'm going to get a new card sent through, but I don't use that account that much, so it's fine. Anyway, so that I've sorted out. I'm also starting to plan the mad trips I'm going to have next year. This year I've covered all of the Canary Islands. I don't know whether I mentioned last week, did I, what I've got planned for next year?
I don't think so, no.
If I say it starts off on Tuesday, January the 28th with Up Heliar in Shetland.
Absolutely, you have not mentioned that to me at all.
You'll know I'm in for some fun, but wow. I will talk more as it becomes finalised.
Okay.
But I am coming to a mad event near you in 2025, basically. Wow. That's my plan. And this Saturday, September 7th, I've already got about 15 people booked on my tour, finally. So I'll be having people out on my tour and probably having a drink with some of them afterwards. And that's it. And now for the kind of musical juxtaposition that does not occur on any other music show, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off with Berlin Rockers, with a new album out called Horny Tears from Hell. I talk, of course, about Wax Legs, female-fronted hard rock tone.
Excellent.
What is Wax Legs' Bandcamp page?
Waxlegs.bandcamp.com.
It is waxlegs.bandcamp.com, waxlegs.bandcamp.com. Tony Five, pulling the internet too. Stay tuned for the sensational country blues wonders, but first, Acid Maniac.
Take the wife, oh, she took your heart for you. With a deep breath,
bung scraper.
If the force that keeps us on the ground disappeared and was no longer around, we fly off the surface of the earth forever, gone from the planet that we once treasured. Where would we be without gravity? Things would be in disarray. Without the force of gravity, everything would float away. The oceans and rivers would disappear. They'd leave the earth without a trace. Earth itself would break apart and drift away into outer space. Where would we be without gravity? Things would be in disarray. Without the force of gravity, everything would float away. Celestial bodies moving through space, drifting by with beauty and grace. Everything held in galactic place by gravity's warm and loving embrace. Where would we be without gravity? Things would be in disarray. Without the force of gravity, everything would float away.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the sensational Country Blues Wonders and a track called Gravity off their new album that's out. And if you recognise the sound and the vocal, we did play a track by them a couple of years ago. And this, as you just heard, is kind of whimsical, psychedelic, smart lyrics country. Like nothing else I've heard. He's brought an entire album out to take the piss out of what was happening on mainstream radio in the late 60s in the United States, and it is absolutely brilliant. I love it. All the way from Jersey City, which isn't country, of course, although hey, once you get to New Jersey, anything can happen. It's a Jersey thing. Right, what is the Sensational Country Blues Wonders Bandcamp page?
tscbw.bandcamp.com.
It's the Sensational Country Blues Wonders.bandcamp.com. So I expected you to go for that there. Anyway, don't make any difference.
Put the short on it.
Yeah, no, he's too smart for that. He wants you to type out his fun. Probably be internet 3, Tony, 5. And we may play another track from this album. I have downloaded a lot. He sent me a lovely email saying, hi there, you played something by me a couple of years ago on your really cool podcast. Now, normally when we get something like that, it's by someone spamming us, trying to get us to play something. But I do remember that he listened to it and he Facebook posted about this fantastic punk rock podcast he found himself on. So I went, oh, yes, man, I do remember. I had a listen, love it, and there it is. Right. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Sweet. Let's hear that thing.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a
twat. Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
What you got?
Thanks for track nominations. If you do have a track for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the track's name, where they're from, and reason for the nomination, or tracks you've been thanks every time I wanted to. Get your tracks in, please. Thank you very much. Steve's been in touch.
Egg Tolo Steve.
He says Egg Tolo, Tony. An 18-month-old toddler was travelling with her grandparents from Goyang to Shanghai on Junyao Airlines on August 24th.
You loved saying all of that, didn't you?
I did. and cried throughout the close to 3-hour flight.
I'd have thrown it out the window.
Two passengers took the child into the bathroom to educate her.
I thought they were going to flush it.
To educate her about proper behaviour with her grandmother's consent, according to CNN. The woman went into the bathroom with the child and locked the door, with one telling her, "We won't let you out unless you stop crying." Whilst it seems to me like the woman had a good idea, my nomination is for Issa Twight is for the grandmother from Goyang, China, who could not stop the baby from crying and then let a couple of strangers take her to educate her. Stiff.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, obviously grandma's a twat. She's taking a baby on a plane.
There you go.
Fair enough.
I'm fine with this.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. But then we're childless.
We are. But not joyless. Well...
I am yet to see a single person who genuinely has more joy brought into their life with the addition of a child.
Yep.
They make out they have. They pretend. They say, you don't understand. They give it all that. But you see the deadness behind their eyes as they change another nappy, do yet another school run, once again have their own fun, utterly destroyed by the needs of a child. And you just go, oh, why'd you fucking bother?
And then we can see when that child leaves home, the big pit of emptiness that engulfs their lives that we've had to deal with 16 years ago. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Who's laughing now?
And the left skint. They got nothing. When they say having a kid is the worst thing you can do to the planet, they might as well just say having a kid is the worst thing you can do for yourself. Fuck the planet.
Yeah. Yourself, anyway. Your wallet, and the planet.
Yeah. Yes, of course, I'm all for this.
Okay, so the grandmother of from Goyang, China, who took her child on a plane,
is a twat. Yeah, and any of you who are thinking of having children or have children, yeah, I mean it. I mean it. Right, last track this week.
Yep.
Here's a band I don't know how to say. You can help out with this. It's spelled Texture Freak. I suspect they're Texture Freak, as in texture frequency. Do you think so?
I do, yeah.
Is it something... Is it a modern phrase? Not that
I've heard of, know? No.
Okay, I'm not so daft then. Hardcore punk from Minneapolis, Tony. What a great way to end this musically curious show. What I want to know is, what is Texture Freak's Bandcamp page?
Texturefreak.bandcamp.com.
It is TexTureFreq. Texturefreak.bandcamp.com. Tony, 6 Bully Beans Net 3.
Yeah.
A fabulous win. I thought the UN and lost.
Yeah. cabin down by a canyon. Bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was Texture Freak. I fought the UN and lost. This show, Tony, I think, has been a little bit like a 3D image of my naked body, in that it's rather curious at top and bottom, with a rather expanding and burgeoning midriff.
Right.
Maybe you could mention one or two ways people can listen to the show that they haven't done before.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page. Various things on there, all the shows, check them out. You can find us also on the Spotify.
Spotify. If they ever move the headquarters of Spotify to Lincolnshire, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, it's taken up 10 years to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the podcast section, also Amazon Music, in their podcast bit. Notice, forget, if you get yourself one of the Alexas, why not pollute her with the Punky Radio skill? Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio.
That's what I want, a bit of Alexa pollution.
It's a pollution by Poco.
I want to spoil her.
What a stench. So do that, do this, give her a tickle, it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah, but I might see one or two of you on my tour this weekend. Yeah, you never know. Other than that, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.